Dementia Researcher with a blog and a rating.
Doddy Weir, a towering figure both on and off the rugby field, was diagnosed with motor neuron disease in 2017. Known for his exceptional skills as a lock and his charismatic personality, Weir's diagnosis sent shockwaves through the rugby community. He was only 46 at the time of diagnosis, and Doddy is just one of several cases that have led some people to wonder if certain sports increase your risk of developing motor neuron disease. Motor neuron disease, also known as ALS, is a progressive and debilitating neurodegenerative disorder. Like many dementias, it affects nerve cells, in particular motor neurons, that control voluntary muscle movements such as walking, speaking, swallowing, and breathing. As the disease progresses, these motor neurons gradually degenerate and die, leading to a progressive loss of muscle function and weakness. This can have really dramatic effects. It can lead in difficulties with mobility, coordination, speech, and eventually death. The exact cause of motor neuron disease is not yet fully understood, and it can occur sporadically, i.e. without a known cause, or in some cases, be inherited due to specific genetic mutations. Motor neuron disease is a relentless progressive disease with no known cure. Although various treatments and therapies can help manage symptoms and improve quality of life for individuals living with the condition. Understanding the potential link between sports participation and the development of motor neuron disease is a subject of ongoing scientific inquiry and public concern. Many individuals wonder whether engaging in sports, particularly those involving contact or repetitive head trauma, increases the risk of developing motor neuron disease. While various studies have explored this topic, the evidence remains inconclusive, and the complex nature of the disease necessitates a nuanced examination of the potential relationship between sports and this debilitating disorder. There is, however, a potential biological mechanism whereby repeated head trauma can lead to an increased risk of developing MND via another form of neurodegeneration called chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. CTE is a degenerative brain condition that's associated with repeated head injuries and concussions. It's commonly found in individuals who have participated in contact sports such as American football, boxing, ice hockey, and soccer, as well as military veterans exposed to blast injuries. CTE is characterized by the accumulation of tau in the brain. Over time, this protein buildup can lead to progressive damage to brain cells, resulting in various symptoms including memory loss, cognitive decline, mood disorders, impulsivity, aggression, and difficulties with motor function. The diagnosis of CTE can only be definitively confirmed through post-mortem examination of the brain tissue. It's important to know that CTE is still being actively studied, and our understanding of its causes, risk factors, and long-term effects are evolving. It has, however, been a disease of great infamy because of the effect it's had on the world of sports. Nowhere is this more evident than in the case of Formula World Wrestling superstar Chris Benoit. The story of Chris Benoit's CTE is a tragic and controversial one. In 2007, a shocking incident occurred when Chris Benoit, his wife, and young children were found dead in their home. All died at the hands of Chris. Following the incident, investigations were conducted, including an examination of Chris's brain. The examination revealed that he had an advanced stage of CTE. The extensive damage observed in his brain was believed to be a result of the repeated head traumas he'd suffered throughout his wrestling career. CTE is associated with repeated concussions and subconcussive hits to the head. It leads to cognitive impairment and those behavioural changes and mental health issues. In the case of Chris, the presence of CTE raised questions about whether the condition played a role in his tragic actions. The incident sparked significant public debate and brought attention to the long-term effects of head trauma in sports, particularly in contact sports. It prompted discussions about the importance of concussion protocols, athlete safety, and the potential consequences of repeated head injuries. While Chris's case highlighted the devastating impact of CTE, it's also essential to recognise that his actions cannot be justified or condoned. It serves as a reminder of the need to prioritise athlete safety and take measures to prevent, detect, and manage head injuries in sports. So how does this relate to motor neuron disease? Let's go back to a sport like rugby for a moment. Concussions are a common occurrence in rugby, given its physical nature and high-impact collisions. Rugby involves intense physical contact, tackling and scrums, which can result in head injuries and concussions. Due to the fast pace and physical nature of the game, players are at risk of experiencing direct blows to the head from collisions with opponents or contact with the ground. The nature of the sport also involves players frequently jostling for possession, leading to accidental clashes and collisions that can result in head trauma. As a result, the prevalence of concussions in rugby is a concern, and efforts are continually being made to enhance player safety, raise awareness about concussion management, and implement protocols to identify and manage head injuries effectively. According to a recent study, former rugby players face a significantly higher risk of developing motor neuron disease. The study found that retired professional rugby players have a 15 times higher risk of motor neuron disease compared to the general population. This involved analysing health records of over 8,000 former professional players in England, Scotland and Wales. However, it's important to note that this study did not establish a direct biological causal relationship between rugby and the disease, and further research is needed to understand the underlying factors contributing to this increased risk. But it still begs the question, what could be causing this trend? And that takes us back to CTE. High-impact sports with high rates of concussion lead to greater risk of developing CTE. New research has prompted discussions regarding the potential link between CTE and the development of motor neuron disease. We've yet to determine a biological link, but there seems to be epidemiological evidence to suggest that there's this increased risk in certain sports. NFL players are seen to have four times more high a risk to develop motor neuron disease in their lifetime. And as we saw earlier, that figure could be as much as 15 times higher for rugby players. This has led to the governing bodies taking action in response to the concerns surrounding the potential long-term health risks associated with contact sports like rugby, football and boxing. Recognising the need to prioritise athlete safety, efforts are being made to implement stricter safety protocols, enhance concussion management procedures and improve equipment design. Governing bodies are collaborating with researchers and medical experts to gain a better understanding of the potential links between these sports and neurodegenerative diseases like CTE and, more importantly, motor neuron disease. Additionally, there's a growing emphasis on educating athletes, coaches, and parents about the risks involved and promoting injury prevention strategies. By taking these proactive measures, governing bodies aim to mitigate the potential health risks and ensure that the future of these sports prioritises the well-being of participants.
Thank you for listening. Join the Dementia Research bloggers and share your own views.